Sometimes what might seem like a small thing can affect that person's life for years. Here's a true story about a young man.
Back when I was in grade school, I had an art class. One day the class drew tulips. I made my drawing of a tulip. The teacher hung everyone's drawings all around the room. My drawing of my tulip was not hung up. Too shy to ask where mine was, I decided that my drawing was not there because it was not good enough. As a child, my idea of myself was that I was a failure. My view of myself as a failure was real to me. There was no way I could explain that to myself. When I reached my 30s, I chose to look closer at why I often felt like I couldn't do anything well if there was someone around who could judge me. I began to realize that the way I looked at the tulip incident was that I was a failure. In many parts of my life, that incident was showing up. I was not going to take the chance of being ridiculed again. Result, shaky self-esteem.
Often, I can see myself in a certain way for years, but that may or may not be the way I really am. Healthy self-esteem comes from seeing myself as I really am, not as I might think I am. It is valuable to take some time to find out the self I really am. It also is helpful to look at what keeps me from making changes, taking risks, and feeling worthwhile.
In the end, you make a choice to like yourself. I notice the mistakes I make and what I am not able to do. And, in spite of my shortcomings, I make the choice to like myself. God loves me, so I better love me too.
It's not what you think of me, it's not what I think of me. It's what I think you think of me that bothers me.